Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Only in Law School podcast brought to you by the Comedians at Law. I'm your host, Matt Ritter, and with me is Kevin Israel.
What's going on, Matt? How's everyone doing?
Good, you know, I'm having a happy Father's Day, I guess. I mean, my dad's not here.
Father's Day to the two non-fathers.
Yeah, my dad's not around. Did you spend some time with your dad?
I did. We went over to their house, we sat outside, he fell asleep, and...
Doesn't your dad always fall asleep a lot?
Yes, my dad is a prolific sleeper.
I'm kind of hoping that, like, part of fatherhood is that ability to just pass out whenever you want.
It's almost a superpower.
Yeah. I like your bit about your dad falling asleep and your mom never letting him rest. Because my relationship is already at that point where just let me rest my eyes for a minute.
It's funny how as you get older, you value sleep so much more.
I just want to get to close my eyes sometimes.
Yeah.
Just close those lids.
You find yourself actually fantasizing about sleep.
Yeah, just give me 5 minutes of peace and quiet. So my dad's in New York. He was back in town from Mexico, but I was tweeting about my dad. I wrote a tweet today. I said, shout out to all those crazy ranting immigrant dads. Turns out a lot of the stuff they were saying was actually right. You know, because my dad used to rail against, you know, the cops and the gas man and then the cable guy and the politicians. And he was pretty much spot on.
Yeah. It's sad when you realize
you're Yeah, you look at your cable bill and you're like, oh man, he was definitely right about that.
It's funny that you say that because I got my cable bill a few days ago and I was shocked at what it was. And then I was with my parents and my dad started bitching about the cable bill. And I was like, oh my God, we're becoming the same.
Oh, completely. But, you know, I mean, it sounds much crazier when you're a kid, you know, but then you start looking at that bill, you're like, wait, so there's a handling charge? What is that? What's
right.
handling the mail? Handling the bill?
And when you're a kid, you just assume your parents have a bottomless well of money.
Yeah. And then you're an adult and you're like, I can't afford this $11 city tax. What is that?
Right. I'm going to have to cut out HBO.
Yeah, right. And it's funny because, you know, I specifically remember, like, HBO being a big deal financially when I was a kid.
Yes, we had it. We got cable very early on, and we had HBO. And then I think maybe when we first got cable, HBO was just part of the deal, and then they started to charge extra for it. And as soon as that happened, we lost.
That was it, huh? That was the end of the line for that. You got to watch a couple episodes of Dream On, and that was it.
I said, you know, the first thing I saw on HBO... I remember it very specifically. First movie I saw on HBO was Popeye.
Oh, Robin Williams, huh?
Yep.
Mine was She's One of the Guys.
Oh, so you got to see boobs.
Oh, I saw a lot of boobs as a kid. My parents were very negligent.
Yes. Well, once I caught on, I started watching, you know. And back then, they would have boobs on any time during the day.
Yeah.
They didn't think about it.
It was a different world. HBO was a great place for a kid.
It was. For an adolescent boy.
Yeah. Sorry, that's my dog in the background, people. If you hear my dog, I apologize. She's
What's your dog singing? What was that noise?
She makes very human song-like sounds. I'm not really. there's probably a ball stuck underneath the couch somewhere, and she will just harp on it until I slide my arm underneath the couch and get it for her.
Yes. What's your dog's name? Olive.
Yeah.
That's very funny. One of my friends has a dog named Olive as well.
It's a real hot name for dogs.
Apparently.
Yeah, we're going with the flow. So what do we got going on? I know I have I'm going to represent the Comedians at Law at the Phi Alpha Delta Convention in July.
Awesome. Where's that?
It's in Arizona. I believe it's in Phoenix or Scottsdale, one of those Arizona cities that I love. We're going to be, Comedians at Law in the house, doing some comedy for the Phi Alpha Delta legal fraternity.
The crazy legal fraternities.
Yeah, I know. I wonder, like, do they paddle each other? Do they make them, you know the amendments? Like, what do you have to, what's the ritual?
Yeah, it's probably you have to recite the UCC backwards or something. were you in an actual fraternity?
Yes, I was in a SAE.
Oh, that's right. I was in KDR.
But we mostly did illegal things in that fraternity.
Yeah, we walked the line.
Yeah, so this is probably... I wonder what kind of shenanigans the legal fraternity gets up. But I'm going to find out. I will find out for us. I will get to the bottom.
Become a member? Aren't you a member?
Yeah, I'm a member.
You are a, a, you, You're a dual fraternity.
Yeah, is that something that like is frowned upon?
I think you might be kicked out of SAE because of this.
Oh boy, if anybody in SAE is listening, I apologize. I thought it was like citizenship. I thought you could have dual citizenship.
Dual fraternity citizenship.
Yeah, I thought I could. I thought after a certain age, you could join as many organizations as you can afford.
Well, listen, this could be really good for comedians at law, because if SAE decides to blackball you, we could fight it legally.
I like that. So watch out, old frat.
What's that? What do we got going on this week in the news?
Oh, we got some good stories. Should we jump right into this first one?
Yeah, let's
go. So somebody broke down, this is kind of amazing. Somebody broke down all of the rap lyrics of 85 rappers, and he did something called token analysis to decide who was the best rapper, who had the best vocabulary. His name's Matt Daniels. He's a data scientist. And so his conclusions were that the top two rappers were a guy named Dr. Octagon and another guy named Cunning Linguist. This is true. This is a true story. He said that
I don't care how good of a rapper he is, that's the best name.
Yes, the greatest. It's hard to say without laughing. Jay-Z came in as below average. So then he decided that he actually wanted to go, I guess Slate, or either he did or Slate did, they decided to do it for Supreme Court justices.
Obviously, because that's what you would do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do to figure out where they fall on the continuum. And it's sort of interesting how it shook out. Like, for example, the great Chief Justice John Marshall had a lower vocab IQ than DMX, who basically just goes, ooh, ooh, ooh.
And just to note for those listening, if you didn't want to read the article, the way this token analysis, they look at the content of whatever you wrote, and they look for original words. So they go through whether it was an opinion or a rap song, and they'll analyze the words. And however many original words, and that's a word that occurs only once, it adds up your score. So you obviously want to use as many original words as possible to score higher and higher on this. And that's how they came to these conclusions.
Although, to be fair, they came out with Scalia having the best vocabulary, so the whole thing is bunk. No, I mean, you know, look, this is a measure sort of the breadth of your vocabulary in one-time usage, though. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean that you were using it correctly or, you know, adding sort of some sort of intellectual depth to a discussion by using extra words, you know?
Right.
Like, is Walt Clyde Frazier the, you know, smartest sports commentator?
You know what's funny? It's funny they say that because if you ever listen to Mike Tyson talk.
Yeah.
He uses some weird, strange, complex words.
Yeah. Well, actually, I liked his one-man show. It was pretty great.
Yeah, I think he might score pretty high on this.
But like, Scalia scored high, and he, for some reason last year, in a majority opinion, he said that it was legalistic argle-bargle, a gay marriage case. Now, I'm not sure. Is that supposed to impress me? I don't know what legalistic argle-bargle means. Is that a real word?
I you know what? I don't know, but I guess if you can just dig into the dictionary and pull out a bunch of obscure words and wrap them together, you'll...
Yeah. You know. I mean, the idea that you know, this is any sort of measure of anything really useful, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what kind of, I mean, I thought it was interesting that Justice Kennedy is basically the dummy of the Supreme Court.
Right. This analysis definitely doesn't carry any specific weight with it. Maybe for rappers it does, because rappers like to, you know, link complex words together and
yeah.
rhyme.
And but what I did think was cool was that some of the all-time great justices ranked a lot higher, like Oliver Wendell Holmes, Brandeis, Frankfurter, Justice Jackson. Like, these guys, the heavy hitters, were higher than anybody who's on the Supreme Court now.
Right.
Though I think, in general, our vocabularies are going down into the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with texting and...
We use less and less words, yeah. What was that book? Did you ever read, was it 1984 where they were like shrinking the dictionary?
Yeah. That was years.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that is happening. We're combining words. We're creating simpler ways to say things. We're becoming less expressive. It's a sad time.
I like the Jay-Z quote on this. I dumbed down for my audience to double my dollars.
And probably his audience doesn't realize that that's an insult.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's a big slap in my face. I feel like I'm taking that as a personal affront, you know? So you mean to tell me he was going to call 99 Problems something else, and then he decided to dumb it down. It was going to be like 99 issues that I... 99 argle bargles I've come across.
It's a hard knock life was going to be. It was a truly difficult existence.
Yeah. But what other songs can we replace with bigger vocabulary words?
You know what? Hey, if you're listening and you want to tweet at us some more complicated rap song titles.
Yeah, I don't really know. How about I don't really know all of his songs, so but if you send us some, I'd like to hear the smarter versions of Jay-Z lyrics. You know what? This kind of leads right into our next story. Speaking of Supreme Court justices, apparently everybody was hanging out at was it Walmart? Costco.
Costco.
Apparently Costco is the big heavy hitter hangout for Supreme Court justices and Secretary of States. Apparently, this seems like a media stunt to me. I call BS on this. Sonia Sotomayor.
Think this was a gimmick?
Oh, completely. Sonia Sotomayor just happened to be shopping for toilet paper at the Costco that Hillary Clinton is signing books at.
Well, I mean, are you suggesting that chief justices don't need to buy their own toilet paper?
I don't think they make a lot of money, but I would think she's more of a local shopper. Like, you know, she would just go to the store, like a CVS, not a Costco.
I don't know. I have to think this is, I don't know. This seems like a weird duo to smash together as a stunt.
They probably have the same publicist. Maybe I'm jaded. Maybe I'm just like jaded from Hollywood. Because my friend
works.
My friend works
in the West Coast too long. Man. You need to come back to the East Coast for a few months.
My friend works at Us Weekly, and she's always telling me like, "Oh yeah, I don't know." The celebrities, their publicists call us and then tell them when they're like going outside on the street, you know, and then they act like they're annoyed,
that's so funny.
And then they act like they're annoyed that these people that they called to take their picture are taking their picture.
Right. So the Chief Justice, or not the Chief Justice, but. The justice ran into the former first lady at Costco, and they exchanged pleasantries. I guess Hillary was there promoting her book.
Like, I want to know what was in Sotomayor's cart.
There's a couple pictures. We don't actually get to see her cart. Which that leads me to think that maybe this is BS, because who goes to Costco and doesn't immediately have a cart?
That's what I'm saying. Who doesn't have a giant wad of stuff, too? Like, why is... Like, first of all, could she even go alone to... Usually, when you go to Costco, you need two people with you to carry all the junk.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you're going to buy 6 gallons of mustard, you need something to carry.
Yeah, like, what is she... She's going to carry 6 gallons of mustard by herself? I don't buy it. I'm not buying it. Look, it was some sort of publicity stunt to get them both to read each other's books. Because on Twitter, Sotomayor said, "Oh, you better read my book." No, she said she'll read Clinton's book, and Clinton said, "You better. I read yours."
Right.
Which I'm also calling BS on.
So you don't think Hillary Clinton actually read Sotomayor's book?
No, I think she read the one paragraph briefing that one of her aides who read the book or read the cliff notes of the book sent her.
Interesting.
Just in case somebody were to ask her about it.
I gotta tell you, maybe this is just because I'm not a very cerebral person, but I never read any of these kinds of books.
Oh, the biographies of people who have maybe done some...
I just have no interest.
You know, I will read biographies of people that I think have greatly distinguished themselves. And I'm talking about like the Teddy Roosevelts of the world. I read his biography. I read Steve Jobs' biography. I like Hillary Clinton. I just don't think she's crossed the threshold into I am so amazed at all of your litany of accomplishments that I must read your biography.
Oh, that's you heard it here. Hillary Clinton, if you're listening, Matt Ritter is waiting for you to really be great.
Well, yeah, if you become president and you do some cool stuff in the White House, I will read your biography. I made that promise to you. I'll make that promise, Hillary. If you make it to the White House, I will read your biography.
You heard it here first. Yeah. Matt Ritter just said.
I read Steve Martin's biography. I like that one, Born Standing Up.
I mean, that might be something I'd read because I have, I'm very interested in obviously comedy, Steve Martin has probably a very interesting
life. I gotta be honest, biographies are very formulaic, and the first couple chapters are like, I don't care about your, you know, your upbringing really that much. Just like, put that in one line. My dad was a drunk. My dad was a drunk, and now I'm in the Beatles. Like, I don't want to hear like five paragraphs about that. You know, just shorten that. So yeah, I think it was a publicity stunt. I think just total phonies. Total phonies.
All right. So maybe Sotomayor doesn't shop at Costco. Maybe she's a Target girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like she probably just has somebody who shops for her. She's a Supreme Court justice. You can't just be out. Like, you can't just be online at Starbucks.
See, I disagree. I don't think the average American would recognize it.
In D.C.?
Maybe. I don't know. I guess maybe in D.C. it's probably...
I'm calling Argle Bargle on that one. I call Argle Bargle. All right, let's get into this other story. This one's really fun. And it's this is your hometown. This is you.
Yeah, this comes straight out of the Dirty Jersey.
These are your people. Is this? Have you worked with this assemblyman who passed?
I actually do know Assemblyman Chitterelli.
Okay, good. Well, he did something nice for your state.
Yeah, this is a hallmark legislation. Jersey, my home state, the state I love, is now can now say it proudly bans bestiality.
It's about time you guys came around on that one.
You know. We really had to weigh out the pros and cons. There was a strong pro bestiality movement. I guess there was a cop from Moorestown, which is South Jersey, and I love my state, but South Jersey can get a little rural.
It gets a little rural. Huh? That's where the bestiality happens?
Yeah, that's where the beasts are.
Well, so. my girlfriend's from Central Jersey, farm country. I feel like maybe there's some bestiality. Well, yeah,
Western Jersey and Northwestern Jersey is kind of farm country, but that's a little like that's rich farm country.
Oh yeah, so you're saying rich people don't engage in bestiality?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it could be there could be a socioeconomic tie.
Okay.
But this actually has nothing to do with that. I mean, apparently a police officer was charged with molesting a cow in 2006.
I have so many questions.
They run the gamut, but none of them can probably be asked on this podcast.
I gotta ask, just anatomically, what would you even try to do to a cow?
Maybe he thought he was milking a cow and it was a bull. and the bull was just like, well, I might as well stick around for this.
Yeah, but that's more of a work thing, like a prize, like the prize sperm. Isn't that like a job? I don't think it's molestation if that bull has a prize breed and you're you know, trying to get his lineage out.
Yes. Well, but I think they have a machine that does that now.
Right, but if you do it by hand, what? Because you're manually fighting against the machines, that makes you a bestiality?
Well, all right. Let's move away from that assumption.
From that, I'm sure he wasn't trying to sire this bull. Actually, I'm sure he wasn't.
And it does say, I believe it says cows.
Cows. No, but my question is serious. A serious question about a ridiculous topic. This human being probably stands about 6 feet. Probably has a regular anatomy of a regular human male. I just don't see the. I don't. Where does it go? What is the move?
Maybe you get up on a stool. you get the cow to lie down.
You have to tip the cow to then do it. Like maybe that's why a lot of people go cow tipping. There's really no other way to molest them.
You know what the real problem with what you just said is when you said you have to tip the cow. I was thinking like a prostitute. You give her a little extra.
Oh, like a little extra, a little something extra. Well, you should give her a little tip for. You know, yes. if you're gonna squeeze her udders, you should probably throw a little milk.
Yeah, was there foreplay?
What do you feed cows? What's like a nice treat? You gotta feed. Was there foreplay? I think you count sheep with them to get them excited. No, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm having a hard time visualizing a person trying to molest a cow.
I'm just having a hard time visualizing a person who decided that a cow. Is the thing to do.
By the way, this guy was also arrested for molesting human women.
Yes. So, clearly, The officer's name is Robert Malia.
Ooh, we're really putting that guy on blast, huh?
Well, I mean, listen, it's in an article.
He's not going to be able to work at a Dairy Queen anytime soon. Oh!
That means two things. Yeah, so clearly this gentleman had some issues. But they had to drop the charges against him because it wasn't, as of 2006, illegal to molest animals, apparently.
Right. Which makes you wonder about New Jersey.
Listen, I just think that sometimes you just don't legislate some stuff. Sometimes it's just obvious. You don't have sex with animals. Why does that have to be? There shouldn't be a law for that. I'm not going to do it.
Right. Well, I've never even, I mean, look, I could see, like, you know, monkeys are sort of like the size of people. Like, to me, that's sort of like if ever you were going to have some sick thoughts. But like a cat, I don't know, cow, to me, trying to have sex with a cow is, what's that?
Is this something you've thought about?
Well, no, I'm just saying, after I read this article, I started thinking about it. And I thought, you know, like, trying to have sex with a cow is like trying to have sex with a school bus.
Well, who's the victim here?
Well, I don't think the cow would enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, so is the cow walking around uncomfortable? It can't talk to its friends?
I think the cow suffers from social anxiety now, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't think the cow is going to be showing up at any fraternity parties anytime soon.
Hopefully. Well, I guess you'll see if there's any cows at the legal fraternity.
Yeah. You know, but this is like, you know, you always hear those stupid arguments. It's like, well, if we let, you know, gays get married, then they're going to go marry their horses. You know, it's like, I don't really understand how.
Yeah, I hate that extrapolation.
Yeah, I really don't understand that one at all. I think that's usually said by people who really want to have sex with their cows.
Right, because that's where you go. That's your next step.
Right, right. And then secretly they're hoping that we do allow that. Right. And then they're like, oh, me and Bessie.
But never, listen, the New Jersey legislature's never one to stand still and allow a wrong to go unrighted. And so Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli of Somerset introduced a law that makes it illegal, but that makes bestiality illegal in New Jersey. And the bill was unanimously approved in assembly, and I believe it's moving on. It's a waiting action in the Senate.
Of course it was unanimously approved, right? Because like, who's going to be the one guy who's like, maybe we should give this a second thought.
If ever there was a time that would have been awesome for somebody to accidentally vote the wrong way, this would have been it.
Or even, like, not showing up. Like, an abstention could look really bad here.
Right. You know what? I guarantee you, there very rarely are all 80 members of the Assembly ever present. So somebody definitely did not vote on this bill.
You know what? Can we look that up next? You know, can you get those stats for next week? Because, you know, you got the inside track on Jersey Pauls. I'd love to know who didn't show up for the bestiality ban vote. Oh, that's going to be a funny one. That'll be interesting for next week. So those are our cases for this week. Pretty wacky week. And happy Father's Day to all.
Yes, happy Father's Day to all fathers. And happy Father's Day to Matt and I for not having produced children.
Yeah, I mean, that I know of. I'm sure in Europe there's probably somebody running around.
I don't want to claim anything.
Yeah, somebody's going to show up at my doorstep from my... You know, study abroad days.
And that will be another awesome legal case for a law to take on.
Is there a statute of limitations for that? No, there isn't, right?
No. Sorry.
No. Not unless it's a cow. If it's a... No, I was going to go somewhere dark with that.
Were you going to say unless it's a minotaur?
Yeah. Yes. That's actually where it was. My mind took me to... What if it's a half man, half cow?
I think we need to end the podcast here and you need to go home, sit down, sit away from people and think about your life.
You know what? I think it's time for me to watch the NBA Finals. I need to just kick back and relax. Oh, who are we rooting for? Comedians of Law has to choose a team for the World Cup right now.
I don't. You know what? I don't. Who do we got? I don't know enough about the World Cup.
Well, we could always root for the USA.
Are we in?
Yeah.
Our teams. Here's the problem, though. America isn't a soccer or a traditional football country. So kids who would be great athletes in soccer don't go on to play soccer. They want to play football or basketball or baseball.
Well, this is a whole different debate for another day. I agree with you 100%.
My point is, so it's hard to root for our country because we
no, we're going to lose.
Yeah, we get a lot of crap talked about us, and we're like, yeah, you know, LeBron could have played soccer, pal.
Right, right. I mean, you know, any running back would have been an awesome, you know, forward.
Yeah. Oh, completely, completely. But, you know, so now we have to suffer the indignity once every 4 years of having these, you know, third world countries just talk crap to us.
Yeah, but then we get to, then there's the Olympics and we get to go play basketball against everybody.
Yeah, which is nice, nice to see. So anyway, let's get this cow talk out of our heads. And we would like people to tweet in smarter vocabulary for Jay-Z lyrics. Let's smarten up some Jay-Z songs.
Yeah, if you take one of the titles of his song and make it more intelligent.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. And we will talk to you guys next week.
All right. Take care, guys. Be good, man.
Bye.